as this material goes into the mind, there are these forces at work that are working to bring together, you know, what is good and true. And I mean, I know we know this, but the actual text itself is what is the catalyst as it goes into the mind, and it starts to stir an affection that goes against our natural inclinations to do something with it. And as we begin to do something with it, then text becomes psychoactive in us. And that's a mind-blowing idea how, you know, just what the word is, you know, like it, and of course the word is the covenant, the word is heaven. These are all statements in the writings. The word is the Lord, the word, you know, the word is everything. And that's the remarkable thing. And I'm so often at a distance from that. And then every time I come to the text, bang, you know, it's like you get realization again because of what's being produced, or you read someone's submission, you know, and it's like, it's just mind blowing where the Lord takes people and how he can use these individual minds, which, you know, these individual organizations of thoughts and affections to bring forth some other facet of his infinite nature. I mean, that's what we're constantly being exposed to.